This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, just a huge write-up.
Yeah, but you think the Haslams, you think Andrew Berry, you thanked everybody and anybody for this second chance.
And so it would just, it would seem like, you know, where the wires get crossed here. Is that what I would ask?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. I think they understood. Hey, maybe today's not the day to do this.
I see.
Not after the Judkins move. Maybe we give it a 24-hour limit.
All right. Granted. Kind of lost my mind earlier. You can see the video at 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
And Nick Wilson says.
Yeah.
There's legitimate rage in those eyes.
Yeah.
It's not great, but aren't you kind of just, are you going to rip the bandaid off twice?
What do you mean?
I mean, he announces he signed. It's a big letter. Shouldn't you just sign him now?
Well, that's the thing. They already basically did it. When he tweeted it out that way, that was basically them doing it. You got your outrage out. A lot of fans got their outrage out. Like, that's, it's, nothing's going to change when they do the actual official Brown signing thing now. It's not going to stamp it down.
Wait. Because they've said they put distance from him. So if they sign him tomorrow, I'm not going to get that mad again because that happened in real time.
I just don't believe they actually put distance between it. I just think they realized that maybe it wasn't the greatest day to be doing that after the Judkins news.
So how long is an interesting prospect you're going
here? I think it's going to probably be 24 hours. I don't know. How long are they expecting him to play on Saturday in the preseason game number two?
Oh, that would have been a wild. Or if they signed him Saturday and then he played on Saturday?
I'm trying to realistically think. How late can you sign somebody and still expect them to play in a preseason game? I would imagine since they signed him, they want him to play right away.
I mean, judging by this write-up the kid did on social media, he might already have a house and a 401k and a couple of kids in Cleveland.
He might. He might also end up with an NFL suspension Judkins might.
He might be incredibly versed in the Cleveland scheme already.
He's already got thoughts on what pizza's the best in town.
So we are talking about this 216-474-0092. Let's go with JJ in Cleveland. JJ, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
Hey, all right, buddy. What you got for us?
I'm going to start off. I can't judge those guys. You know, I just want to see a winning product on the field. Because I'm sure back in the day, all those teams we was rooting for in the 80s, it was some stuff going on, but we just didn't know about it because it wasn't so quick to be out there like it is today. So, I mean, for me, I wanted a winning team. I don't care if y'all on the same team and don't like each other. Because I'm sure back in the day, all 52 guys ain't going to like each other. I don't care about camaraderie or none of that. I want a winning product on the field. I don't care how they bring it to us or what form it comes in. I don't care.
Real quick,
if
JJ.
If Hopkins can't kick a field goal, go get me a lady to kick a field goal. I would rather watch her. As long as she can kick it through the uprights, let me get it.
JJ, real quick, because I do want to rebut you.
Sure.
The problem is they're not doing either. They're bringing in.
Yeah, it's much easier to swallow if they're actually winning games here, JJ.
Understood. But these are two good players that we need in positions that we're lacking in.
So let me ask you real quick. If they go 3-14 again this season with these players,
If they're bad, then, I mean, I can't go back and be like, oh, that was a bad move. Because right
now, you can. Yeah, if it doesn't work out, that's exactly how.
That's what we do here. We do this for 5 hours a day.
If y'all, we do it exactly. We doing it right now.
I know you're invited to the table.
As soon as we didn't have Judkins, we all was upset about it. And now that we got him back, we all gonna be upset about it. You know,
You're allowed to be upset about what he's been accused of.
I mean, yeah, but who am I? I wasn't there to know what happened and see what happened.
So
I just got to go by what a lady's telling everybody.
So
I don't know what happened.
Real quick, I understand a lot of people feel that way, JJ, and I appreciate your call. What I will say is, because there's always a question of, well, you know, why was it reported late? Why all the different factors that the DA in Florida they kind of cited when they announced they weren't going
to. This is on the Judkins side, not the Isaiah Bond side.
Yeah. And the truth is, a lot of sexual assault and domestic violence things get reported late, if at all, because the nature of the low conviction rate for these sort of things. And here's my thing. I want somebody who's sexually assaulted somebody or been accused of it to be my neighbor. I would not want that close to my family, the family of three daughters. I understand that people make that distinction between, well, he's not my neighbor, he plays in Cleveland and I live in Talmadge. I don't. I'm not. I live in Medina. I live in Wadsworth. I grew up in Wadsworth and went to high school in Peninsula Akron area. I work downtown. Like, this whole area to me is home. And so I don't see a distinction whether somebody literally lives next door to me and whether or not. And I don't see a distinction whether they're my neighbor, whether they're somebody who represents my town. And I shouldn't say my town. It's our town. So I understand the idea of I don't care whether it's a bunch of, you know, good soldiers or anything. But what I'll tell you is the worst thing to be is unlikable and unwatchable. And that is what the Browns have been. I don't want to say completely unlikable. Again, there's plenty of good dudes on that team. But they've had too many unlikable characters for how little of success they've had comparatively to the rest of the NFL, a league that is set up to win more often than not.
Yeah, and for myself, I think it's more just about the idea that the Browns continue to tell you that they care about certain things that happen off the field when it just doesn't seem like they do. And again, it's if they were just more transparent about it, maybe I'd respect it a little bit more. If they just came out and said, listen, we have to sign guys for reasons X, Y, and Z, and this is no one else in the league cares, so we don't either. Okay, but like, they act as if they're holier than thou all the time, and they act as if they do all these things in the best interest of being morally right, etc., and they just don't have any record of showing that as proof.
And here's the thing. In the wake of the Deshaun thing, Deshaun didn't fail here because of the allegations and the lawsuits and all that. He didn't. He failed because he's bad at football. And it's important to point that out.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But it's hard to feel good when it's the worst trade in NFL history, not just because of how I mean, unmatched of a failure was on the field. But because of what you knew about the accusations, and you knew there was no secrets on this one when you gave all that draft collateral away. So it wasn't merely, oh, dinged the armor a little bit on that one. It was a failure on every level. And the idea that not only did that not discourage you or get more selective on the guys you would bring in, but you kind of just broke the dam on it and was like, come on down no matter who the hell and what the hell you've been accused of.
Mm-hmm.
That does. I mean, that's where it's like, that's where it gets kind of mystifying and ridiculous to some level.
I do want to read what the allegations were with the Isaiah Bond case, just because I don't think enough people are familiar with what actually he was allegedly accused of and everything. The alleged victim had stated, this from CBS News, that she and Bond met on February 4th in what began as a consensual encounter before Bond committed non-consensual acts. She also alleged that Bond asked her to sign a non-disclosure agreement and later offered her money in a text message apology.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Paul in Fort Lauderdale. Welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, Nick and JP? How you doing?
Hey, pretty Paul. Good, buddy. Thanks for joining us. What you got?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the last caller kind of maybe changed what I was going to say, but, and I know I'm going to sound like I'm a hypocrite. I'm a Cleveland Everything fan, but I'm from Northwest Pennsylvania. I'm a diehard Penn State fan, and I know people have taken jabs at Joe Paterno. But I'm going to go off of one of his famous quotes. Success without honor is like eating an unseasoned dish. It may satisfy your hunger, but it won't taste good. Now, I know a lot of people could say Joe this and Joe that, but Joe was never accused of doing anything wrong. He was only accused of being the only one that reported it. And I sit there and I look back at Deshaun Watson.
Paul, well, no, just for one, right, no, for one second. On, you called into a radio show where we're talking about sexual assault and you're quoting Joe Paterno. No, like, is this a troll?
No.
Are you trolling me right now? And they're trying to do it seriously? Paul, come on. Come on, buddy. I can't believe you're missing it that badly.
Sir, I'm just saying to say this. When I open up my ESPN app.
This has got to be a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke. It'll all make sense if you give me a second. When I open up my ESPN app and the top two stories that are listed are about Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond, that doesn't paint us in a good picture. There was a time a couple years ago where the Browns stated that Baker Mayfield wasn't wanted because they wanted an adult in the room, but yet we signed a quarterback with an alleged 22 sexual assault counts. That's the adult we want in the room? Then we're complaining about, you know, Shadur and Miles speeding, which, I mean, I live in South Florida. I'm not saying I'm right. I drove home at 95 miles an hour today. Got lucky I didn't get pulled over. Doesn't make me right, doesn't make me wrong. But it doesn't make me an alleged pervert. And it doesn't make me an alleged person that beats women. And all I know is Baker was on a podcast last week and said, Cleveland's problems ain't my fault. He's right. We gambled and we gambled wrong. And
Paul,
then
we are up against it. And Paul, real quick, I promise we're Paul, just up against
you did,
it, buddy.
You did much better landing it after that. I would not lead a sexual assault conversation quoting Paterno, though, in the future.
That would be ill-advised.
Just in the future. No one's going to take you seriously when you do that.
But now, in fairness, Baker also said, it's not my problem anymore. But yeah, I mean, the point does stand about that. We have one more segment to come, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.